All right. We're going to start this meeting of the North Lyon County Fire Protection District Board of Directors. It is June 12th, 2025, 1806. I apologize for the delay. We had some technical difficulties getting our Zoom recording up. Thank you guys for bearing with, and gals for bearing with us. We're going to start with Pledge of Allegiance. Chief Bunn, would you honor us, sir?
I would be happy to.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lay it all. And we'll go ahead and observe a moment of silence. All right. We'll go ahead and move on to item number two, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Do we have any public comment?
Yes. On the other side.
We need you to speak for your
welcome. Yes, ma'am.
Let's pass the baton.
So, just want to take a quick brief moment just to introduce. Most of you guys already know Aviel, aka Mojave Avi. Since 2009, she's been my battle buddy through both the Fire Academy and EMT school, even during her pregnancy with the youngest one, accomplishing both of those, and the great COVID fun of 2020. Aviel is one of our always constant volunteers, a reliable individual, is always there for the department, for the district, for the volunteers, for staff. Even went from about 30 volunteers down to two, Aviel was that one that was there with me. So I just want to give a brief moment to say thank you to her, and just as importantly, thank you, Charlie, for letting us have her, and for all the time that we took away from you and your family. So just want to say thank you very much, and then I have a little plaque here for her. Has a picture of her during one of our trainings, giving double thumbs up. We also had one of our posters that we published around town. Kind of a blackmail hat on her for a little bit, but Aviel, thank you very much for all the time that you spent with us and away from your family to serve your community.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Any other public comment? Don't all raise your hands at once. Go ahead and move on, seeing no public comment. Item number three, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered routine and may be acted upon by the Board of North Lyon County Fire Protection District with one action and without an extensive hearing. Any member of the board or any citizen may request that an item be taken from the consent agenda, discussed, and acted upon separately during this meeting. 3A, review and approval of board agenda. 3B, review and approval of board minutes. We do have two separate sets of minutes to approve. And 3C, review of response statistics. Any discussion on our consent agenda?
The only question that I have is we also have a budget in here. Was that supposed to be on the reports? On the statements for the end of July? Or the end of May?
Yeah, it is. It's not on the agenda. It's in the packet for reports.
Okay. Thank you. So I move to approve consent agenda items 3A, review and approval of board agenda, 3B, review and approve board minutes, 3C, review and response statistics.
We have a motion.
One second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed? Motion carries 4-0 and one vacancy. Moving on. Item number four. Before we get into item number four, we have one whole candidate for our board. Is the board interested in waiting? We had one email that was given to us. One of our other candidates was in Sacramento for work. They are going to make an attempt to come to this meeting tonight. Have not heard from them. Do you want to give them another half hour and do item 6 and item 7 before we do 4 and 5? Or do we want to just go ahead and move forward as the agenda is before us?
I'm okay with doing item 6 and item 7. I don't think it'll take much time.
Okay.
I'm okay.
If that's the desire of the board.
Okay. Jay, you're good with it? Are you okay with
yeah.
that? Okay. We'll go ahead and we're going to move item 4 and 5 towards the end to allow our other candidates time to show up from Sacramento. We'll go ahead and move to item number 6, discussion possible action regarding MOU between Northline Fire and Rural Medevac Alliance. I didn't put this on, Chief. I'm sure this is yours.
Yes, it is. All right, so this item seeks approval and acceptance of a memorandum of understanding between Northline Fire and Rural Medevac Alliance, DBA, doing business as Battleborn Medevac. They're a local rotor aircraft out of Yerington. Due to our staffing, even prior to me getting here, we're not meeting the service demand of the community time frames. We don't have the resources to get everybody transported to the appropriate facility. They are willing to do in an auto launch agreement, so under certain criteria. As an example, when our second ambulance is out and we have no ambulances, they will auto launch free of charge. Our BCs can make the determination to turn them around, put them back on the ground, and they will also auto launch on, as an example, like autoverse ped, MVA with entrapment, those critical calls. With their spool up time, they can be here in about 13 minutes, which is quicker than our ambulance, our closest ambulance coming out of Silver Springs. A little bit more on Battleborn Medevac. If folks don't know, they got a donation from a power company, and they have their Medevac subscription, like our ambulance subscription. Every residence in Lyon County and Mineral County has been paid for the next 3 years. So even if we use them here to our residents and they have insurance, there's no out-of-pocket cost.
That's excellent.
So timing was perfect on that. If you got any questions on that, I think it's a great benefit to the community and our staffing levels.
So, Chief, I do have a question. Is this different than the response that we talked about 3 months ago when we were doing the relay?
Yeah, that's different. So,
what is that one called?
The relay is if they get grounded due to weather, that we will provide ground transportation with their patient regardless of where they're from and continue them via ground to a receiving hospital.
Is that also Battleborn?
That is also Battleborn.
Okay.
Yeah, they've become a key player in the rural medicine in northern Nevada.
So we're seeing them a lot on our floor now, too.
Yeah,
okay. They're very busy.
So that contract is for us to transport if they get grounded for weather.
With revenues for us.
Right.
Yes.
And this would be, okay.
This is their just responding to our emergencies on an auto launch basis.
Okay. That's the only question I had. I think it's a great idea. I think that the more the communities work together and we can provide a higher safety and call notice for our citizens is better.
Yeah.
So
I concur.
Yeah, I agree. The more we have these cooperative agreements and auto aid, mutual aid in place, it just broadens the web and it strengthens it for responses, so it's a great thing. Good to have more air ambulances.
Yeah. I will make it clear though, right, so aircraft, as everybody knows, we got CareFlight and Battleborn. If Battleborn's not available and we get CareFlight, that subscription means nothing. It's
yeah.
only
right.
for Battleborn.
Unless they already have a CareFlight subscription.
Correct.
I know that in the central Nevada, there's MedFlight. Like in Eureka, Ely counties, and
that's fixed wing, though, right?
You can actually pay a subscription from them, and they're the only ones in Ely or in Eureka that you can actually sign up for right there on the deck.
Okay.
So, but it is a great savings because that
run your credit card as they're loading you.
Just sign the paper.
It's on the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the door. It's on board. So, no, I don't have any problem. Are you looking for a motion on this?
Yeah, just board approval, and then we'll complete that agreement with a memorandum of understanding.
I think I saw it going in here, so.
Is there any other discussion or questions on that memorandum of understanding? Okay.
Okay, I move to approve and accept the memorandum of understanding between North Lyon County Fire Protection District and the Rural Medvac Alliance, doing business as Battleborne Medvac.
Okay. I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Not a one. Carries 4-0 with one vacancy. And thank you, Chief, for working with them on that.
Sure.
Oh, man. Pressure's on. I lost my agenda, guys. Stand by. Help me, Debbie.
Why don't you flip your papers to the left or to the right?
Because that makes too much sense. And it's more funny if we have these issues.
Would you like to use mine?
Yes, please. Move on to item number 7, discussion possible action to ratify the fiscal year 2025-2026 collective bargaining agreement. Director Skinner and I acted as the district's negotiating team this year. We had a very productive and quick negotiating season. The union's been very flexible with time frames, understanding the fiscal situation of the department. We've all been working very hard together to get us into a place where we're sustainable, solvent, and we can continue to provide services and continue to build on those services as time goes on. So big thanks to the local for their participation and the smoothness of negotiations. All items that we opened this year were non-financial. These were language cleanups in the contract, place and periods, commas. There was a few other clarifications that we wanted to clean up because there were some conflicts in language. So as always, just keeping that nice and clean and easy to interpret for everyone so that we don't have issues. And was there any questions, comments, concerns, or other discussion from the board? And this is a version 2 that you guys received. I emailed it weeks ago.
Yeah, shortly after, like by the 1st of June, I think.
Yeah, so you guys have had it. Hopefully.
I think the only thing that I just wanted to make sure, because we had talked about splitting a couple of them, but on the uniform allowance, Article 23, just wanted to clarify that we were good with doing the $500 uniform allowance in installments of 2, which is what it says. I just wanted to make sure, because I know that was something we had discussed.
Yeah, we didn't go back on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, the ones we went back on, actually there was just the one, if I'm not mistaken, it was the
longevity, right?
And that was discussed, and the agreement we came to was what you got in front of you.
We just left it as it was.
We did. We cleaned up some bottom language, and then we left pretty much the meat of it as it was. This is one that both the local and ourselves have agreed that we'll discuss more in our coming negotiation cycle, though.
I think that was the only one. I had a note on the sick pay, but it must have been a clear thought because there's nothing on my sticky note. I just tapped the page. I'm not sure what my thought was. I must have got diverted.
I don't believe we even went back and talked about that one on the second pass. It was just the...
No, longevity. I think it was just because we took out the examples thereof.
Yeah.
And I think that those actually don't apply anymore because we switched to the other healthcare that was in the group with the international, so.
Less constraining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so this is going to be ratification of the contract. And so what would happen after this, just so that everyone's aware, is that we would ratify as a board, the local would ratify as the local membership, and then once we've both come to agreement, we both ratified, then this becomes a new published contract for that fiscal year so that there's no question about it. This is a one-year contract that we are agreeing upon, so we will be back into negotiations end of February of next year. And yes.
So negotiations are good, we're good, we can move on.
We're good.
So, but it is an action, so we do need an action to ratify it.
Yep.
So how would the motion need to be made? To accept the ratification?
Motion to ratify the fiscal year 2025-2026 collective bargaining agreement as tentatively agreed upon.
Okay. I'll make the motion. I'll make the motion to ratify the fiscal year 2025-2026 collective bargaining agreement as presented.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All right. Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. Carries 4-0 with one vacancy.
And I'd just like to say thank you for you guys' time to go with the, you know, to work with the union on the negotiations and stuff.
This one was easy.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Next year's won't be. So as tradition dictates, you guys are the next negotiating team.
This one was easy.
That's Bill, by the way. You'll see a lot of him. All right.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm glad that we're able to collaborate the way we've been doing. Things have been going very well. Very open communications. A lot of transparency. It's the way it should be done. And we are appreciating that through this nice, smooth sailing we've experienced.
Yeah.
All right. We've given them 16 minutes to wait. That's all they're getting. We're going to go back to item number 4, discussion and action regarding the vacant board of director position. We did an extension on this because our original two candidates did not meet posting requirements. We did not receive
We received two.
Re-interest on one of the candidates, and so we've only received two interest letters. I'm only seeing, unless the other one's hiding behind a chair, one of the candidates who placed an interest letter. Miss Christine Sullivan. We're going to grill you.
Oh, okay.
We're going to turn the lights down, spotlight, sit you right up front. If you actually don't mind, Christine, you want to take center seat? You don't have to scoot it to the center, just that way you're kind of equidistant to all the directors while we talk to you. There's still time to back out.
You're going to have to kind of be loud because the speaker's all the way up here. So. Perfect.
No, that was the first test. That's a pass.
Okay.
We have four questions for you, just general questions. Nothing hard, nothing crazy. Director Romer, would you start us off with question number one?
Can you tell us about yourself?
Sure. How far back do you want me to go? So my name is Christine Sullivan. I born and raised in California, moved out of there when I was 30 years old, went to Texas for about a year, hated it, went to Missouri, stayed there for 13 years. My daughter announced that she was pregnant, so I moved here to be a grandparent. My background in education is I have my paralegal certificate that I received in 2009 from De Anza College in Cupertino, California, and then I fast-tracked a bachelor's degree, so my degree is actually in policing, which I have no desire to do, but that was exactly how I was able to get a bachelor's so fast because I had the paralegal stuff already done. My focus was as a intellectual property paralegal, which I discovered people in Texas don't care about trademarks or anything like that. That was criminal, and I was not criminal there. So that's when we moved to Missouri, and I continued on with IP litigation. Turns out that it wasn't as exciting as I had hoped, so I moved into contracts, which ended up turning into complex construction contracts. And then now what I work on is supplier agreements, vendor agreements. I work for Panasonic on my everyday basis, and I've been in the legal field now for about 20 some odd years-ish. We're going to go with that. And so now my focus is strictly on contracts and contract negotiations and memorandums of understanding and agreements. So, all right.
Guess we should have done this first. We could have used some input on the MOU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Right. So that's just condensed version. Married Jim Sullivan, who is part of the fire department, is my husband. Paul married us as our umpire. Very familiar with everybody that is here in the fire department. Been married for 2 years now and lived in Fernley for that 2 years. Yeah. And the umpire is because we had a baseball wedding.
Oh, okay.
It was cool. It was really cool.
That's pretty awesome. Was it at Reno Aces? No.
We wanted it to be, but they wouldn't return our calls. So, but yeah, that was our first choice. So yes.
What motivated your interest in joining our board, and how did you hear about our vacancy?
I heard about the vacancy through Joe Mendoza. I was interested in the board just because, as being part of the community, I'm familiar with the history of the fire department and how there was a little bit of toxicity that had kind of went around, and I kind of wanted to be part of building that reputation back up with the community and everything. So that was why I was interested. And when Joe brought it up, I'm like, absolutely. I would love to give him a chance.
All right. Ready for this one?
Maybe.
Do you have any experience serving on a public board, committee, or council?
No, I was a member of a board of directors for my son's wrestling club, so that was the extent, but they weren't, I mean, I guess they were kind of public. So that would be the extent of it. So not too much in, definitely not in a fire type of facility or situation. It was school-based. And I was a secretary, and because, again, paralegals, we take notes. So I was designated secretary and treasurer, and I did that for 4 years.
You're off the hook.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the board and have any questions?
Anything else I want to share? No. Question-wise is just curious on, I have the whole board packet, but the negotiations for the contract is at least done for this year, because that was something that I was definitely interested in viewing and seeing how your guys' roles and situations are. But I think you had just mentioned about starting up negotiations again in February. Is there ever a time in which your agreement is more than 1 year?
In the past, it has been. I believe the confidence between labor and management had eroded in previous years, and the trust then caused the contracts to be only 1 year. The hope is to, as time goes on, continue to build that trust and go for longer contracts. And of course, we can also, if we both agree, we can always open any time during the year to discuss matters, especially in the setting of a financial emergency, or if we do see, for whatever reason, fingers crossed, an influx of revenues that's sustainable and repeatable. So we do MOUs from time to time. We do the contract work. So I think with your experience, it'd be very beneficial on the board.
Oh, okay. I was just curious because I'm like, I know that those types of negotiations can be challenging, and it was nice to hear that this one was an easy one. So I'm like, sure you want to do that in a couple months?
The one last year was not so easy.
Yeah.
Well, we did two contracts last year at once. Yeah. And that was
I did have one of my first paralegal jobs. I worked for a law firm that represented the NFL Player Association. So I saw that side of negotiations. And then I worked at a firm that did the railroad agreements. And so I saw that side of, when you're on both as an employee at the employer. So I've seen both sides, but I've never been the one involved in it. I've seen documents and reviews, redlined and all that, but I just thought it was interesting that it was only for 1 year.
Must have been
big packet of paperwork for the NFL. And
was it a mountain?
It was my very first paralegal type job, and my focus was at that time, it was a lawsuit from the players against Electronic Arts. So it was for Madden, like 2008 or whatever. But I got to play the game. Like, I got paid to play Madden football because I had to figure out every player that wasn't named to find their statistics as an actual player so that they can get paid. So it was the best experience I've ever had. I was like, absolutely, I will sit here and play video games for 8 to 12 hours. I got paid overtime for it and everything. It was amazing.
Should have been a paralegal, man. Wow. Why'd you let me get into fire? Awesome.
So yeah, that was it.
All right.
Anything else? I know you had a sheet that you worked really hard on questions for.
I just told you, I spent like seven minutes on this thing. And like five of that was just logging into the chief's computer to print it.
I'll just say C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
The other minute was to make copies.
I got it right.
Well, I think that was what you said the first question was, to spell my name, so.
Oh, backwards. So.
Oh, backwards. Dang it.
We got to back up. Oh. All right. Because you're the only one, if you have anything else you'd like to ask, I think that'd be appropriate. Otherwise, if the board has any other follow-ups.
I guess the only question that I would have is, I guess if selected, how accountable will you be to attend the meetings? Because that's something that, you know, it's nice to have a full quorum.
Right.
And our meetings normally are once a month. During budget and negotiations, sometimes they can be more than one a month. But just want to make sure that
I work
see what
home.
Your desired level is. Yeah. Okay.
I work from home, so it'll take me about 5-7 minutes to get here. So definitely, you know, it's not an issue for me to have to be away for work or something, and it being that the board meetings are on Thursday nights is when my husband's at work, so it's just me and the dogs, so totally fine to come out at any time. So
even flexibility, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's got to speak, guys.
And I learned that she likes to be early.
Yes. I do. I'm always early. It's unfortunate, but I'm always early.
That's good.
Sometimes yeah. It's good.
All right.
You need to see things that you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good question.
Experiences that you don't normally see. So.
Thank you for your time and interest.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other follow-up questions?
Okay. I'm going to pull my chair up. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you for your interest. Sorry. There would be only one other candidate who reapplied to the posting, and that was the one that was going to be delayed from Sacramento. So we could take a recess, or we can proceed. I think either way would be appropriate.
Like, take more time to see if we should.
No, they didn't give us an actual time frame.
You can read his email.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should just read the letter and.
Well, he sent an email today.
Oh, okay.
The candidate.
All right, so this is from Mr. Sterling Brona. He was the gentleman who was at the last meeting. I was called to Sacramento for work today. I'll do my best to make the meeting tonight. If I am not able to make it, feel free to remove my letter of intent. Sorry for the inconvenience! Exclamation mark. Thank you. That's it. And that was sent today at 10:08 a.m. And that doesn't look like him, so.
I think
that makes it pretty clear.
Yeah,
it makes it pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. All right. We can still hold this motion and just all say no.
That's right. And there goes the commissioners. That's
no.
always a good fun time.
No, I think it's appropriate to proceed at this point. Yeah.
Too.
Okay. Well, I'll entertain a motion.
I move to take action to, I guess we appoint.
Appoint. Yeah, we appoint.
To appoint Christine Sullivan to the North Lyon Fire Protection Board of Directors.
Okay.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Congratulations.
Yes.
And you will accept this position?
I do.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Christine. Congratulations, I think.
Yeah. Thank you. Now I'll expect a dessert or something. Like amazing chocolate.
You heard it, Becky. She's already planning. She's like, yeah.
All right.
So what we'll do is we'll do a swearing in at the next meeting. We'll see if Judge Mathis can come out and do that for us. I'm sure she'd be happy to. Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much.
She
congratulations.
Like this.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So one thing, if I may.
Absolutely.
One thing that you'll want to do, Christine, and I'm sure Casey will get with it with you, but make sure that you register on the Aurora for the state of Nevada, because even when you're appointed, you still have to report those reports for a board position. So, and sometimes we don't think about it until the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
But when you're appointed in the middle of the year, make sure that you take the time to go to the Secretary of State and register on that, so that you can get all that done and you don't have any penalties or fees before you even take seat. So
I have to go there anyway because I got to file all my notary stuff.
Perfect.
So that works out well.
Once you get applied on there, though, you'll get ample. They've gotten better at like notifying candidates or appointees or current seated positions of when their renewals or when their CNEs and financials are due. So you'll get plenty of time to get those in. And you didn't campaign for this, so that's going to take a lot of the work out of it.
Right.
It's a lot of zeros.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you.
And then we'll have an onboarding packet that we have, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
JT's been really good on sending that, the notices, so. But we'll make sure we have an onboarding packet.
I do look forward to working with you.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Happy to have you. All right, we'll go ahead and move on to item number 5, discussion action regarding board of director positions. This is typically something we do at the beginning of the year with the vacancy opening when it did, and then our search for a new position.
We had done
all this in January, and now we have a new director and no chair, so we will do board positions. Do we need to do all the board positions or just the chair?
I think it's going to rotate to.
It depends on what who you appoint to what.
Start with the chair.
I would start with the chair.
And see what we open up for vacancies. Makes sense. Okay. All right. I mean, I'd be happy to jump back into the chair seat. I know I just was. I appreciate you guys giving me the year to kind of unwind. We didn't quite make it there. We got halfway there. But I'd be more than willing to step back into that role. If you guys would like. Otherwise, I'm happy where I'm at too, if someone else is interested. There was some question on the MOUs. We cut some language out on the requirement, to my understanding, for the director position.
Director Romer and I looked at it, what was sent over and talked about, and we're not sure if that was the final last draft, but that's the last draft that we got, and it was all struck out of there.
Do we approve that, though?
Nothing was approved,
okay.
Though, but you guys had, it was coming back to have it all of it cleaned up and presented to you in the pretty package, but what we both saw, everything was struck through. There was nothing for the position, the timeline for the position.
So because we didn't approve it, we would just fall back on the current policy, which is the
one year
for the chair, mm-hmm. And nothing else would change with any other position then? So I will entertain nominations for the position of chair. Human.
I'll second your nomination.
No one nominated me.
I'll make a motion or not. I'll make a nomination make a for Paul. I'll make a nomination for Director Paul Murphy to fill the chair
position. Meet that 1 year.
You were on the board before.
You get it?
I
made a nomination.
You listening to me?
Are you listening?
Yes. All right, we have a motion. We don't have a motion. We have a nomination.
Nomination
and a second for a nomination. Actually, we don't have the second nominations. We just have a nomination, and then we will vote on that.
Give me the nod of approval.
All right. I'll accept the nomination. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. All right. We have a vacancy now for the vice chair position. I would like to nominate Miss Debbie Skinner. If she would be interested.
Take me out as secretary and treasurer? I don't have any problem with being vice chair.
You have a lot of experience, Debbie. You've sat this board before. You're highly intelligent. You're very good at combing through these things. I think it would be an absolute service to this district if you would vice chair. Or chair, if there's still time.
There's still time.
Vice chair. I'll nominate you for vice chair.
I'll agree to the nomination.
Okay. Go ahead, and you're accepting it?
Yep, I'll accept it.
All right. In favor of Director Skinner for vice chair? Aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. 4-0. You were Secretary Treasurer, right?
What?
So now we have
you
a
were
vacancy.
Secretary Treasurer? So now
we have a vacancy for Secretary Treasurer.
It would have to be Jay.
It's gotta be Jay.
It has to be
it
Jay.
It could be anybody.
No.
There's no 1 year limit on it.
It's only the
chair.
It's only on the chairperson.
It's only on the chairperson
the
and the
board
vice chair.
The weight of July 16, 2020.
Yeah. So I can nominate.
So the only
is what? You don't want to be secretary?
No. Do you
want to
be?
Well, would it be inappropriate to nominate Christine for the secretary and treasurer?
I will say all you have to do to be secretary and treasurer
is sign.
Sign of the year. We'll do it.
Okay. I'll nominate Allie.
Okay.
For secretary and treasurer.
Okay. Allie, would you accept that nomination?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor for Allie for secretary treasurer?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None? All right.
I promise,
Ollie,
that's all you have to do.
Actually.
Until the new policy comes out.
Right?
The new policy.
Too soon. Too soon.
Too soon.
Thanks, not dry yet.
I'll just grab
Chris.
All right. Okay. And then we still have our two board member positions.
Yep.
Which
need to be directors.
Not officer positions, so. All right, guys. All right. So then for the record, we have myself as chair now. Thank you, guys. Director Skinner, vice chair, and Director Romer as our secretary treasurer. Perfect.
Thank you.
All right, guys. All right, we'll go ahead and move along. Item number 8, fire chief report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a few things this month. Happy to report that some hard work by Ms. Miller. We started receiving some revenues from the state of Nevada. I think currently in the tune, correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Miller's right around 95,000 so far. So we're still about a million out. The last audit report I got was 1.1 million, so it'll help out.
A little bit.
A little bit. Just a notice for the board, June 24th through 26th, myself and local President Mendoza will be traveling to Washington, D.C. to have a meeting with Cortez Masto regarding some infrastructure bills for Fernley here and discussions of our revenues for the future growth and how they can assist us. A couple days ago, pretty good little fire early in the year threatening homes. Our firefighters responded to that, did some excellent work. Yep, caught the fire,
No structures lost. Spent about 5 hours there and got them home. And that was billable, so more revenues coming in. Last thing I got, you were all CC'd on an executive summary that I did to all staff. I'll just highlight a few things in there for the record that I'd like to put in. You know, some of the challenges that we had here when I got here was, you know, substantial revenue loss due to poor structured agreements, expenditures that regularly exceeded revenues, unaddressed liabilities, and then critical maintenance needs across our fleet. The executive team and staff worked extremely hard to get where we are today, but we were able to eliminate more than $2 million in those liabilities, reduce the operating expenses by $400,000, increased our revenues through improved incident and ambulance billing, and then completed long overdue preventative maintenance on our essential fleet vehicles. With the new budget that was approved and sent to the state, we have the ability to establish a billable incident overtime fund to not use tax revenues for that anymore. Establishment of a contractual obligation fund, establishment of a true emergency reserve fund, and establishment of a revenue source to fund our capital outlay in the future. So as those revenues come in, those one-time monies will be funding those. And again, the strategic goals for coming up this year is finalize and publish the Blue Ribbon Committee report to serve as our strategic operational plan, continue reviewing and updating policy procedures and guidelines, and then invest and deliver mandatory high-value training to strengthen our readiness. And I'm open for any questions if you have any.
So just for the record, on the Blue Ribbon Committee, we have about 8 members.
9, I believe.
9, okay.
You're making, we'll me, math. You're making me math, right?
I'm just going real quick around the table. And our next meeting's next week.
17th.
Are we nearing a point with that where that committee would want to have anything of substance to report to the board or just share with the board? Not yet?
No, we did just a meet and greet, an NDA. We got to do a couple more NDAs for 2 folks that didn't make the last meeting. So we're just getting into, you know, what do we respond to and evaluating the community and service delivery and what do we need.
Okay.
So I will anticipate probably September-ish.
Okay. Sounds good. Any other questions for the chief?
Are you going to be here for the 4th of July this year?
Haven't decided yet.
Grease pig contest.
Yeah, but I see broken legs in that if I do that. Because I got some payback from last year.
Just throwing it out there. We'd love to see you.
Does the pig get greased up or does the chief get greased up?
It depends who catches the pig.
All right.
Thank you, chief.
Yes, sir.
Hearing no other questions,
no.
We'll move on to item number 9, reports of directors. Director Romer, Secretary Treasurer Romer.
Thank you. Congratulations, Christine, and that's pretty much all I have. Thank you.
Congratulations, Christine. Mm-hmm. Welcome aboard. That's all I have.
All right. Getting close to 4th of July. Expecting to hear more.
Well, I know the committee is planning some good stuff for us, and I know the parade and everything's going to be good, but on my radio station hat, we'll be supplying the soundtrack to the fireworks show. We're looking forward to that.
Cool.
So, and we'll also have free coffee and donuts at our parking lot, because that's right at the beginning of the parade route. And we'll have 3 announcers. I know the 4th of July committee is over there, and they'll have more information, but...
All right. I'm hearing Jay's opening up the parking lot to all the normal seating that happens in front of the fire station, so we'll just go ahead and pack the parking lot.
You're
funny. All right.
But that's all I have.
Thank you, Director Rodriguez. Vice Chair Skinner.
All right. Well, thank you for the update, Chief. Welcome aboard, Christine. We look forward to working with you. I think it'll be nice to have a full quorum again and be able to continue the morale that's been building in the building. So also want to give a congratulations to all the graduates that are, I know 8th grade is promotion is tonight and high school graduation is tomorrow. So congratulations to all those. Friday the 13th. Yep. Only for me. And then hopefully everybody that, you know, stay safe and behaves. And then just appreciate being here and appreciate you guys coming and looking forward to continuing to serve the community.
So. Welcome aboard.
Thanks.
Happy to have you. I've got, sorry.
I'm sorry, I said go Giants.
We can't all be perfect. It's okay. Scoreboard. Giants fans. All right. I've got nothing else besides that. Move on to staff report.
Moving forward with the life repair, the calculations come back. They can put a 4-inch pipe inside of that 6-inch pipe and sleeve it. But we got to work with Q&D construction on the timeline from here. Over at the Meadows, they're doing a dentist office, orthodontist office, daycare, orthopedic office, and they're starting to work on the AT&T store. They put the sign up on 6 months ago.
And I think that's it.
All right. Any other commercial, big commercial that we're expecting coming in?
What's that?
Any big commercial or anything coming across your desk?
Nothing big, no. And Golden Years, they're doing dirt work over there, but you haven't submitted plans for the building yet.
All right.
Looks like the Panda Express is getting closer.
Oh, yes.
That's what I was waiting for. That was the big announcement.
Another food choice.
It's not a tire shop or a car wash, so.
Or pizza.
We're good with that.
Or pizza.
Or pizza. Gotta have pizza.
Sports staff.
Hi, Dan Hiles, sports staff. We've had three new crews just go through their academy training and testing for the State Fire Marshal's office. Just waiting for the test results, and then we'll have more tools and toolbox.
Awesome.
Cool. We've also participated in a couple of events, the Fallon Fire and the Wadsworth Fire. We're just looking forward to being here and helping out.
And you guys have a golf tournament coming up, right?
Cadets, yes.
Cadets, okay.
And against my better judgment, I joined a team to play that dumb game.
Are you just caddying or driving the cart?
I'm going to play two holes and then drive. Because the third hole, I'll be angry because I can't hit a ball and save my life.
We're going to have to get some of that.
The money goes to a good place.
We're going to get some of that donation back to fix all the divots that Chief Bun makes over there.
I don't even have clubs, so oh. We'll figure it out.
Kick it around.
Pick it up and grow it and do better.
Yeah. The bats are not allowed.
All right. Local 4547?
First off, Allie, Director Romer came in and talked to our folks and just looked at stuff maybe the insurance companies could do to help with the facilities and some grants and stuff, just poking around for some ideas. So our guys really appreciate that. Everything's good. I don't really have much to report. The golf tournament is the 27th, I believe.
21st.
You're going to be late.
There's flyers. That's going on very soon, so. Can't attend, throw your money at it. So, that's all about the scholarships for the kids, so. That's it.
Awesome. City of Fernley.
I want to get a cricket soundbite.
This was our opportunity. All right. We'll go ahead and move along.
You have Becky with rehab.
That's what I said. I just said rehab's up next.
support staff right now.
Becky, please. I'm sorry.
So we have one down to Allports on Saturday for their grand opening. And my husband was in town, and since Joe doesn't know how to start Enter, he started Enter for him so he could drive it down. And the whole staff came in. We went and helped with the Wadsworth fire. We did not go to Fountain. I was waiting for them to call because it's a little bit farther. And we're just hanging in, having fun.
Awesome.
Been great.
Thank you guys for what you're doing. Appreciate it. Sorry that I overlooked you, Becky.
Shame on you.
We'll make sure we add that to our reports of
your cricket sound effect.
Everybody for future, so I don't walk over you again.
Sorry.
All right, item number 10, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Do we have any closing public comment? That's your cue. Oh.
So Becky, Howlett, for the 4th of July committee, we want to thank the fire department for letting us borrow the electronic sign for the parade and for their cooperation in putting on the crazy show that happens on the 4th of July. And on the 3rd of July. So if you're bored on the 3rd, we're going to have a battle of the bands in the park. Come on, hang out. On the 4th, all that other stuff happens. The 5th, we won't be around. We'll be still there.
I do have one public comment. I did attend the city council meeting last week, and I don't remember the battalion chief that was there. If he has the name.
Silverberg. Captain Silverberg.
Silverberg. But he did a great job reading the report and being able to represent the North Lyon Fire District. So that was nice to have that for city council.
Yeah. So. I'll go back on that. Be working with the city clerk as far as like our response statistics. We're going to move into the second meeting in the month, so we can put it in their agenda packet, so we don't have to print them for them anymore.
Nice.
Put it in there and it's documented in there, and then you guys get to have it first instead of them.
Thank you, Becky.
Any other public comment? All right. Seeing none. Go ahead and move on to item number 11, adjournment.
I have no idea.
The battery's running down.
They noticed me with a 241 that they're in. I don't know why they're doing.